It's the end of an era for the Czech fashion manufacturer and retailer O.P. Prostějov. As of September 1st, the company that ruled the roost of the Czech fashion business has had to close the door on its ready-made wear production and is hoping to survive as a select producer of tailor-made clothing. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
Since its establishment in 1964, Prostějov has been a hallmark of top quality in ready-made and tailor-made wear. In the golden age of the textile industry in the 1960s, it was the pride of the communist regime, offering high-quality products on an otherwise drab market. In the 1980s, it found buyers in Western Europe, and after the fall of communism in 1989, it was one of the few companies able to face tough competition from foreign firms. While others gradually moved their production lines to Asia, Prostějov prospered here in the Czech Republic, dressing politicians, celebrities, and designing special lines for Czech sportspeople and Czech Airlines employees. But gradually, an unstable crown weakened its position, and when the global economic crisis hit, Prostějov was one of its first victims. Its workforce went from 3,000 to half that number, and eventually to just 350 workers. Burdened with a debt of over 1.5 billion crowns and facing bankruptcy, Prostějov lost most of its important clients, and key suppliers demanded advance payments. Although in March of this year, a court approved its petition for reorganization, the company failed to raise the necessary funds and has had to lay off its entire ready-made wear department staff, putting 80 more cloth cutters and seamstresses out of work.
I spent a part of my life there. I don't know what I will do now.
Tady je hrozný problém zahnat práci.
Finding a job in this town is going to be terribly difficult.
To odnesou vlastně ti obyčejní lidi.
It will be ordinary people who will pay the price in the end.
The head of the local labor office, Aleš Domandl, says that the office is ready to offer the laid-off workers a variety of requalification courses.
We can offer courses improving their PC skills. Courses for shop assistants, waitresses, and courses which will enable them to seek a job as a social worker.
Meanwhile, the Prostějov company will turn all its resources to tailor-made wear, operating on a staff of 270 with 18 outlets around the country. A crisis meeting of its management has been scheduled for September 10th, which should approve a strategy for the company's future development. Even if it proves successful, the days when Prostějov was a lead player in the Czech fashion industry are well and truly over.
Many thanks to Daniela Lazarová. To those of you who may just be tuning in,